I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like one another. We want to live by each other.
When one is able to repeatedly step into the purity and heart and space of genuine and heightened awareness, miracles manifest. Conscious evolution becomes inevitable, and the revelations to one's spirit becomes revolutionary within the simplicity of its own essence. Awakening then becomes of it to where the destination of such a path, when one has answered to the calling, unfolds to reveal the ripening of one's universal truths. The book of positive light, remembrance of the heart.
And so welcome back to Quantum Mindfulness Radio. And I am your host, Joel Ayala Ayapanya, registered nurse and author of the book of positive light, remembrance of the heart. Quantum Mindfulness Radio broadcasts every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the BBS Radio Network. Now, for those who are interested in sponsoring the show, please contact Quantum Mindfulness Radio at 440-549-0118. Again, that is 440-549-0118. Or you can send your email correspondence to the Book of Positive Light at gmail.com. Again, that is the Book of Positive Light at gmail.com. Now, the topic of main focus on tonight's show is about the increasing and growing awareness of the essential nature of essential oils. And I have with me tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio a very dear and wonderful friend and sister for whom I have had the privilege and luxury of working with for the last 3 to 4 years on one of the blessed psychiatric and dual diagnosis units at that in Northeastern Ohio. She is an aspiring and dedicated registered nurse working ever so diligently and passionately as a psychiatric nurse, and has been doing so for the last 25 years. And for those who are unaware, she is also a third degree master Reiki therapist, a longtime student for several healing energy therapy modalities, reflexology, a highly esteemed practitioner and knowledgeable resource on Traeger massotherapy. She is certified as well in aroma touch therapy, and she is also an expert on the topic of main focus on tonight's show, the vital and essential nature of essential oils. And so I have with me tonight Anne Wendow, truly a very special friend and expert on essential oils on Quantum Mindfulness Radio. Welcome, Anne, to the show.
My brother, I am so happy to be here, and you just turn my head saying such the nice things about me.
Now, Anne, just going back.
And I love you as much as you love me.
Oh, I love you too, Anne. I remember when I first met you 3 to 4 years ago. And I remember just looking into your eyes. And I was like, she's different. She's just like me, you know. And just amidst all the people that were transitioning into their new positions as registered nurses for our hospital system, and just to get to know you, it was just almost synchronistic in nature.
It was truly a moment. It was like seeing you across the room, and you raised your hand, and you were going to work on the same unit I was going to work on, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
And I remember telling you as well on the unit at the nurse's station, and just in conversation, we were talking about the timing of things and in how we had expressed the very same passions that we had shared towards energy work, Reiki, and in energy healing, quantum theory, meditation, and so forth. Our own research upon the more esoteric of things, the alchemy of things, the metaphysical, just the intriguing and among the highly controversial of subject matter that had been considered many times on over as being the non-traditional in nature. And we had talked specifically that it is time to promote more of what we so dearly believe in. It is time. The promotion of integrative medicine, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And I think that's about the same time when we were at the Reiki conference, that two-day event that we were at, that several of us decided that we didn't want to be in the closet anymore, that we don't want to inject our beliefs and our way of thinking on other people. But to those who want to know more about the metaphysical, about the journey of life, that we want to be there to support each other in this journey. Other people who are into their more, and I don't say mundane in the terms that it's a bad connotation, but they're on a different kind of a path, you know, fine. But no longer is things like Reiki and energy work and the value of aromatherapy and light therapy and all the different earth therapies is valuable. And as I've always thought with medication and naturopathy and allopathy, there's a time and a place for everything. Sometimes you have a tumor that has to be cut out. Sometimes you have a tumor that can be dealt with, like with Reiki and more naturopathic kinds of things. So, yeah.
And so, Anne, thank you for joining me on this show. And
very happy to do so. Very happy.
Yes, and we've been talking about this for the last few months, and now it is in actual fruition, and we have manifested this very moment in time. And so we're on the clock, and we are just going to be talking about essentially what you have been very so passionate about.
Absolutely.
About essential oils. And so the question, the very beginning question of the show is, what makes essential oils so essential?
The thing about essential oils that makes them so essential is, mostly, as you can imagine, they're aromatic. There's lots of different grades of oils. There's your oils that you use for cooking and massage and stuff like that, but the essential oils have to have certain components to make them be essential. They're taken from the inner part of the plant that makes the plant be the plant. It's like the lifeblood of the plant. It's like the plasma in the human being. It comes from that part of the plant that makes the plant the plant. Then the thing that happens when they're properly processed, and let me make a brief disclaimer here, if I may. The oils that I'm talking about are processed from doTERRA, D-O-T-E-R-R-A. doTERRA is a Latin word that means of the earth. The company is dedicated to bringing the highest quality, purest oils that they can into usage every day. Our oils are guaranteed, they're certified pure, and they're therapeutic grade. They're not aromatic grade like the kind that you would use for perfumes or salves or you know, other applications. These are therapeutic grade and they're certified pure. They're grown indigenously in different areas of the world. Like, my favorite one is lavender, comes from the south of France. And there's pictures of these huge, as far as the eye can see, lavender plants just growing free of insecticides, pesticides, whatever. And they're just, it's just a beautiful sight to see all this lavender. So that being said, when I talk about how to apply these oils or ingesting them, I can only say that about doTERRA oils because I know that they're pure. Other oils, if you want to look into them, you need to do your due diligence as you do with any modality or anything that you want to use in your life. You need to read the label. If the label says, keep out of the reach of children, do not ingest, you have to determine, and I'm not bashing anybody's product, mind you, you have to determine whether or not you really want to use that product and what you, if you do, what you want to use it for, okay? That being said, when you first open the bottle, you've been there when we open a bottle of oil on the unit, right? What happens? It just, you just go, oh, my God.
Very aromatic, yes, indeed.
Yes, as soon as you open the bottle, and that's a sign that you have an aromatic oil because it just permeates the room, the whole atmosphere. I was at a fair one time where they had a market for vegetables and stuff at this church. It was like a fundraising kind of thing for their church and to bring fresh vegetables into this like area that didn't have like a lot of markets and stuff.
Yes, yes.
I'm on one side of the parking lot in my little booth. I open up the oil, and a lady sitting under an umbrella over by the church in the shade says, "What's that? I like the smell of that one." That's how potent the smell can be when you just open the bottle.
Right.
Yes.
And so since your essential oils are so concentrated, each oil as an option can be diluted even further to further increasing the frequency of its use as well, right?
Absolutely. We use oil a lot to do that. Oil mixes very well with the oil. Sometimes when you use water with it, it doesn't mix quite so well. But there are applications where you can use them, like some foot soaks. I put oils in my bath quite a bit. After I bathe, I put the oils in. Sometimes I put it in before, but, I mean, that's a process that I do. But you can put them in the waters and stuff. But if you're going to use them, say, like a reflexology kind of thing, and you want to put them on your feet and the area for, say, like back or your spine or whatever, a lot of people do dilute them to put them on their feet, and they use carrier oils. For carrier oils, I would recommend fractionated coconut oil, olive oil, jojoba oil, almond oil, any of those good quality vegetable oil kind of based things. And then what it can do is it makes it easier to apply. The ones that are a little bit hot, because some of them are hot, cinnamon, if you can imagine, is very, very hot. You don't apply that directly, or we call it neat. You don't put that on neat. There's others that you can put on neat. And that's a preference to your skin type and what you want to use it for and where you want to use it. And go ahead.
Yeah. Just to intervene just a little bit and to make a reference to what we had mentioned earlier in conversation before the show, continuing on with your disclaimer and not to set limits upon, you know, again, the other intentions of many other manufacturers of essential oils. With doTERRA, your particular oils can be used with children and with the elderly as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have people that I work with, mostly my family and some of the people that I sell the oils with, have used the oils in diffusers at nursing homes. They have used them in diffusers in cancer centers, hospices, if you will. There is a university in Kentucky, I believe it is. It's Vanderbilt. I don't know if it's Kentucky or Tennessee, but it's Vanderbilt University, a big medical center. They used one of the diffusers in their emergency rooms. There's acupuncturists who use it with their acupuncture. There's dentists who use it in their practice. I mean, so it has lots of applications in the medical field. Lots of massage therapists use it. And with the children, there's a huge, huge usage coming along with children with different forms of, like, autism, the Asperger's and some of those kinds of things. The youngest person that I ever known to be used on was my nephew. And as the child was being birthed, this child was anointed in the delivery room with the doctors, everybody. And I guess I did not have the privilege of being there, but I guess it was a profound sense with, you know, the birth of a child. Number one is the miracle of life, the most blessed miracle of life. But then to have this anointing with these essential oils as this child's coming into his own, I mean, I guess it was just extremely profound. And the child is the most darling, laid-back child I've ever met. I guess the nurses really enjoyed it, everything. Really? But yes, it is safe for children. And to get down to the answer to your question, and I'm talking with my hands here. I know you can't see it, but I'm talking with my hands. But it is safe for children and old people, geriatrics, whatever. You just have to watch how you apply it and things like that.
Now, Anne, as we head into the last 2 minutes of this segment, the very first segment of the show, before our station identification break, please list for our listeners any of your contact information, websites, phone numbers for those who may be interested about more of your information on your essential oils.
Sure. The website for my company is myfavoriteoil.com. That's directly to my website. There's information on there about the oils, about the company, about how they're used. There's different links on there. And then, of course, there's a link on there where you can actually purchase them. If you want to become, there's different levels of membership, so to speak, if you want to get free points and things like that. But the biggest thing is the name of the website is myfavoriteoil.com. And I can be reached by phone. Like I said, I'm in the greater Cleveland area, but to your listeners across the country or the world, is 216-702-7563. If I don't answer, just leave me a message and I will get back to you.
And so when we return to our second segment on Quantum Mindfulness Radio, we will be continuing our conversation with the unfathomable and the inspiring Anne Wendow, as we will be continuing our conversation about the topic of main focus for tonight, the essential nature of essential oils, on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Hi there, this is Christoph Goes. I'm playing on Livius Radio, where you can check tracks from my new album, Turning Inside, because if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
The Book of Positive Light chronicles the story of one's life, his struggles, his defeat, and upon the likes of his own triumphs. How is one to know of one's light unless the one is to know truthfully of his or her own limitations within the darkness? The Book of Positive Light portrays and enshrines the alchemy of one's potentiality and surpassing the limitations and in conjuring the truth to one's capacity to create beyond the leaps and bounds of ultimate manifestation. Douglas Ross Hamilton, author of The Mystery of the Serpent Mound, exclaims, "The Book of Positive Light is a journeyman's guide to grasping the import of acquiring the inner light." Dr. Amelia Kemp, author of her own book, From Psychotherapy to Sacrotherapy, raves, "The Book of Positive Light honors the diversity of spiritual traditions and universal truths, as it graciously opens the author to self, as he is more than willing and more than able to teach and is willing to be taught. He uncovers the healer within." To purchase the Book of Positive Light, Remembrance of the Heart, you can visit the book's official website at www.thebookofpositivelight.com. Again, that is www.thebookofpositivelight.com.
Hello, this is Nico, and thank you for listening to my music on BBS Radio. I'd like to invite you to check out my website, nicoonline.com. That's N-I-K-O online.com. If you sign up on my email list, I'll give you 20 free MP3s, the sun, the moon, the stars being one of them. If you enjoy inspirational music with a message of hope and love expressed in very creative ways, then I think you'll enjoy my songs. Again, my website is nicoonline.com, and thanks for listening to BBS Radio.
this is Mark Marshall, and I'm proud to say that my music is being played here on the 24-hour music channel at bbsradio.com, where there's anything but the mainstream, and they truly do love independent music. You can find out more about me at markmarshall.com, and stay tuned to BBS Radio.
So welcome back to Quantum Mindfulness Radio, and I have my guest again here, Anne Wendell, as we will be speaking in continuation about the essential nature of essential oils. Now, Anne, from just looking at the many different essential oils, they have many properties for anti-inflammatory purposes, detoxifying effects, and for me especially, stress relief and stress management, anxiety reduction, improvement of mood, just because of the aromatic sensation that we experience from these oils, hormonal balance for females and males as well, metabolic control, supporting digestive motility.
And we have a phrase in our oil world, and it goes like this: yes, we have an oil for that. Whatever you can think of, we have an oil for that. A lot of people focus in on, as you were talking about, the physical things, the anti-inflammatories. That's a big one. People don't like to be in pain. People don't like to have headaches. People don't like to have the indigestion. They like their stomach to be flowing smoothly and having that pizza set real nice or that broccoli and brown rice, whatever. They want it to set real nice. So we have a lot of things on the physical nature. This next one is the emotional balance. There's whole programs that we do for people with mood disorders and the mood components of it. You're talking about the stress. And as psych nurses, we know stress, depression, anxiety, that's a whole big area that is untapped in terms of understanding, and, well, maybe it's not so much untapped, but to the general population, maybe it is. And a lot of people think that they can just, as you know, I can control it, it's just the way I am, I got to be strong, things like that. I approach that the way I approach the rest of my practice, which is you have your naturopathic, you have your allopathic. You want to use medicine, or you want to use something a little bit more natural. And we all know you got to up your stomach. You can take a cup of peppermint tea. And Grandma told you, have some peppermint tea, and it'll soothe your stomach, right? We have grandmothers who tell us to eat chicken soup. It'll help our cold, you know, those kinds of things. Well, the essential oils, we take that just a little bit step further. You mentioned peppermint oil, and you've experienced that several times, and I think you like peppermint oil. I've seen the look on your face.
There's, for me, I've had frequent headaches, and, of course, it's associated with stress. And just the peppermint alone, just applying that to my forehead and to my brow on each end, it works immediately. And not only that, it's, again, very aromatic to the point where it. Everyone who doesn't have a headache, they smell that, and already right. You can sense their mood change.
Just by being around you with the oil, and it has that cooling effect. It stimulates the circulation. It gets right up in the centers of your brain that affect that. And let me talk about just a little bit the mechanics of the aroma part of the oil. Where it gets into your system first, of course, is your olfactory system. That goes directly into a center in your brain called amygdala. Amygdala, if you think about it, is kind of like the motherboard of the body's computer system, which is your brain, for your emotions. The amygdala sorts out those emotions. It acts kind of like a filing system. And say you've got some stress, and your system, your motherboard, is used to filing your stress in the back of your neck or in your stomach or wherever your stress gets filed. That's where it files stuff. When you use the oil that's associated with, say, your stress for your headache and the peppermint, that peppermint smell goes right through your nose, through your olfactory system, right to your amygdala, and right to your center, because you know how the brain synapses work, boom, instantly. It goes right to your center where you're holding your stress emotion or whatever that is, your anger, your fear, whatever. that also correlates not just to me to the structure of your body, your physical body, it's also where your seats of your energy flow is. A lot of people understand those as chakras. Now, if you don't know what a chakra is and you don't understand it, a lot of people say, oh, I just felt that in the pit of my stomach. That's your chakra, right?
Right, exactly.
A lot of people don't, yeah, they don't know the terminology for them. They've never studied, but they know that when they get fear, it's in their stomach. And when you're doing massage work, that's where a lot of that is also held. So as a massage person, we know that that's where a lot of people hold that. They hold it in their shoulders, stuff like that. So anyhow, when you're using these oils, then it goes into that amygdala and it helps release those centers. Now, if you want to take that one step further and you want to do some work with your chakras, and they call it work, but I don't call it, I think they call it work in terms of a process, and it's not so much like going to work as it is a process. But you want to do your work on your chakra. There, as we know, there's colors, there's sounds that are associated with each chakra. Well, there's oils and plants that are associated with each chakra. There's elements of the earth that are associated with each chakra. So when you're using the oils, then, and you're going to do like your chakra balance or a chakra clearing or a cleansing or whatever, the oils can be used in conjunction with that.
Right. Now, Anne, for people who are not familiar with the chakras and the energy points within our spine and what the ancients call, and even yoga practitioners refer to as the prana, often ailments and the dis-ease usually occurs when there's blockages along these particular points along the spine or the chakras. So if you can collaborate on that, on how essential oils is able to unclog or unblock these energy points from allowing the proper energy flow of our energy from going from one point to the very next.
Well, there's a couple ways that can be accomplished. There's several ways that you can put the oils into effect. One is the aroma, the smelling of it. You can diffuse it. You can put it on your bed linens at night. You can use it. Some people put it in little warmer type things. You don't want to heat it real, real hot, but in little warmer things so that you can use it, say, like when you're using your meditation, that you can smell it and it can get into your system that way. And if I can divert a little instance here about that is, when you think about our senses, we're touching something constantly. And it's easy to balance your touch. You can put oils on, you can put lotions on, you can use silk shirts as opposed to wool shirts, you know, or whatever is comforting to your body. So there's lots of ways you can enhance touch. Taste, of course, you know, we can go to gourmet restaurants and add all kinds of spices to our food, things like that. Smell is one of those things that I don't think a lot of people think, like, well, what can I do to enhance or balance my nose? I mean, just walk through the, you know, you just kind of walk through life and you go, oh, there's a little bit of, and you're smelling constantly.
Right.
And your subconscious is thinking that you're not necessarily picking it up unless you run across a skunk, or maybe you walk through a rose garden and you go, oh my gosh, this is really nice.
Exactly.
So to take the time and actually do some aromatherapy for yourself is something that I think is a lot of people are becoming more and more aware of. You see it in health food stores and gift shops and grocery stores, and you know, you see aromatherapy kits and candles that are scented and all kinds of stuff. There again, I like to caution people to make sure that you're using something that's pure and that's not loaded with chemicals and things like that, which the oils that I represent are free of all those kinds of things.
That's a huge move in the naturopaths of the industry within this community of things of energy work and other modalities of energy therapy is in the huge push to having everything natural.
Absolutely, absolutely. The way that the earth was created. So anyhow, back to how this can enhance these energy cycles. You can use it aromatically. You can use it topically. If you want to do meditation or whatever, you can rub the oils on the bottoms of your feet, which is a good place to rub the oils because all these oils are absorbed transdermally. The molecules in the oils are so small that they can pass through your tissues and absorb into your bloodstream through the skin very, very easily. The size of the oil molecules is extremely, extremely small. And there again, with them being pure and everything, then they absorb through your skin and they can be with in your system, your entire system, within a matter of nanoseconds or whatever. So you can use it aromatically through the senses. You can put it on. And this is where I wanted to bring up the disclaimer earlier. A lot of the oils at the doTERRA company can be ingested. You can use them like in teas. I put lime in my plain yogurt. I love that. It tastes like lime sherbet. It's just great. Then the effect of that oil then is in your system throughout by ingesting it. So that's the ways that the oils can be used. Now, if you want to use it in conjunction with, say, yoga, a lot of people use oils to enhance their practice, be it yoga, meditation, acupuncture, dentistry, whatever. They can be used to enhance all of those things, depending on what you want to do in terms of setting the mood for your practice. That's just to set the mood. Now, that doesn't include, if you say, like with the aroma touch I was telling you earlier,
yes.
There's a specific process that we're taught by Dr. Hill, who's one of the founders of our company, how to actually apply the oils to people's back. And there's a specific pattern that we use in a specific way, and it covers your entire spine and all of the nerves coming out of that spine, and it addresses stress issues, toxicity issues, like cleansing issues, detoxing issues, inflammation, and then balance. There are specific moves that we do over the heart chakra and over the root chakra to connect and help people connect and balance. And it's a beautiful, beautiful way to experience the oils. I use it a lot of time before I give a massage to somebody. I will put it on their feet and do some reflexology with them, and it only enhances their experience when they have their massage. So, I mean, there's lots of applications for the oil. Like I said, we have oil for that. Whatever it is, we have oil for that.
Yeah, and the one, or actually the several more popular oils that are out there are, of course, eucalyptus. It is used for sinus ailments, respiratory problems, inflammation. Another one was a fennel that came into light.
Absolutely.
When one of my friends had used it for digestion. Lavender is another well-associated essential oil for calming and soothing properties for, again, meditation and for stress management. And the one essential oil that I truly resonated when I first met you was a frankincense. It is not.
I know
only,
you love it.
Oh, I
love it.
I love it. It just really just absorbs throughout everything. My psyche, my emotions, physically within the five senses, and just to know that it helps to heal yourself in many ways. It also helps to alleviate the anxiety,
absolutely,
cellular health, immunity, and as well as connecting yourself spiritually in your practice of yoga, meditation, you know, self-defense, and so forth. So I thank you for introducing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Frankincense and sandalwood are two of, and patchouli, I think, are two of the three of, since I had a patchouli, the biggest sellers in, like, incense. You know, when you, in the 70s, I don't know if you're old enough to know remember the 70s, but people would buy the incense sticks and burn them in frankincense, patchouli, and sandalwood were the biggest ones.
Okay.
Frankincense oddly enough, and there's whole books written on just frankincense, not all the oils, but just frankincense. There, frankincense was used in the time of Jesus. We all know the story about, if we're Christian, we all know the story about the Magi bringing frankincense, gold, and myrrh to the baby Jesus. One of the scenarios about that is, not that it was like a, it's like a baby shower gift.
Right.
You know? Mary would need that to heal her stretch marks. Baby Jesus would need it to put on his knees when he fell down and he was out there playing ball and scraping his knees. He would need it for that. They used frankincense for an awful, awful lot of things. They used it, there was reports of when they opened King Tut's tomb, huge urns of frankincense oil in the Egyptian tombs. So it's been used for years and years. And they used to have something called the spice trail or whatever, and that's from the lower part of the Arabic Peninsula. There's a country called Oman. That's where all of our where all of our incense comes from.
I believe that's the only place it comes from, I believe.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's a special way to harvest the frankincense. You cut the tree and you bleed it, you cut the tree and you bleed it, and then the third cut where you bleed it is where you get the purest frankincense.
Yeah.
Ergo, frankincense is not exactly a cheap oil.
No, it's not.
But back to your earlier conversation where you really don't need a whole lot of some of these oils to achieve what it is you want to achieve. Just a tiny little dot when you're over your crown chakra while you're meditating can provide what you need to help you with that chakra, whether you want to open it, cleanse it, whatever. There are many oils that are very versatile. You mentioned lavender.
Yes.
Lavender, they call it the Swiss Army knife of the oil world. And I call frankincense the grandfather of oils because you can really do so much with that.
Absolutely.
You know, on the physical level and the spiritual level.
If you could tell our listeners a little bit more of the more common essential oils, like lavender. I've heard so much about lavender, but I didn't know that it was very significant in the whole anxiety management of things, calming and soothing properties.
Absolutely, absolutely. Little personal story, I can talk about myself. I had this thing the other day, the plumbers were out, and I had to have a whole bunch of work done. And needless to say, my mind just went reeling, kind of like, how can I afford it? Blah, 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 blah. The timing on this is bad. My mind was just reeling. Went in the house, put a couple drops of peppermint under my tongue, a glass of water, because I think water is a huge, huge element that people just underrate in terms of ingesting it. Like, I don't drink water. Well, you need to. Your body, as we know, is like 92% or whatever water. So I did that. Went back out to where the plumbers were, and I was back to my normal, yada, 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 cheery self. I mean, just within a matter of seconds with the lavender under the tongue. I was just like...
It's amazing how immediate the effectiveness of the oil is. And it works not in a few hours. It's immediately within the minutes.
Yes. That's almost like a miracle. I don't want to say miracle, but... People do. They put that peppermint, and of course, the first thing is you smell it. As you open the bottle, you smell it, and you know you're kind of like, oh, I got this headache. You go, you put it on, and by then the headache is gone. I think I'm blessed. I don't have headaches, and I certainly empathize with people who do. But they love the peppermint. There's a other few oils that are really basic. Say your basil, your corianders, and your sages. Sages are cleansing. Cilantro is cleansing. But to consume so much sage tea, and people do that when they're on their vision quests and things like that, they use sage tea. You put a drop of sage on it, it's like drinking, you know, several pots of sage tea. That's how concentrated it is.
Right.
The peppermint that we use is like one drop is equal to like 28 cups of peppermint tea.
Wow.
So Yeah, this stuff is very, very, very concentrated because it comes from that inner part of the plant, that sap part of the plant. What they do to actually get it out is most of them are steam distilled. Some of them are pressed through a grinder type thing to get the oils mashed out of it. They don't lend themselves to the steam distillation. But a lot of them, the leaves and the flowers, are placed in a steam distiller with kind of a low heat but kind of high pressure. The oil separates from the plant. It's floating on the water, so to speak. They take the oil off the top of the water, and then they spectrometrize it to make sure that it's high quality. This is what we do with my company again. Spectrometrize it to make sure that it's of high quality lavender. It has all the things in it that makes it be a lavender. It has the phenols, the esters, the sesquiterpenes, and all that stuff. Then they spectrometrize it to make sure that it doesn't have any pesticides, insecticides, or anything like that. Then it's safe enough for usage, for applications, and for ingesting and things like that. So it's quite a process to get this oil out of the plant and into the bottle so that it's usable.
You had introduced many of these oils to me, and as professionals, as registered nurses, as individuals who are in the psychiatric community helping individuals with mood disorders, bipolar disorder, depression, schizophrenia, and many other, there's so many diagnoses out there that can be used to help out with these many diagnoses and ailments that affect our emotions and moods entirely. And so as professionals, what we essentially need to utilize these tools, and not only the patient, but for ourselves as well, healing the healer in order to help our patients across the board. I believe that is a huge process that we often neglect, and often nurses in the past have been referred to as being very, very caring towards their the population that they serve, but then for themselves they do not help themselves to heal. And so I believe by bringing this this type of tool into the mindset of many practitioners out there, nurses, doctors, therapists, while we heal ourselves, we can essentially heal the populations that we serve throughout the board.
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in the you have to take care of yourself, not from a selfish point of view, but from the point of view that we've been given this gift of life, and we need to be good stewards of it, both from the physical and from the spiritual aspect of it, from the moralistic aspect of it. What you reap is what you sow. So.
Yeah, it's just basically...
And anything that you... Anything that you can do to enhance your ability to make your life be what you need it to be, you should do. If at some point in time you need to take medication for depression, fine. If you need to take medication for your bad stomach, if you need to have surgery, you know, it is a time and place for everything. I think there's a song about that, you know, in every season there is a time.
Exactly.
So you have to be the steward of your life. You have to go out and find what it is that makes you whole and what makes you happy and serves your purpose and whatever. If you can use aroma therapy to enhance your life, get in your system and help, you know, go through that amygdala, go down to that center where you store that fear that you've had for years, months, days, minutes, whatever. When you're going into your job interview and you want to, you know, get a little bit balanced before you go to your job interview, when you're doing your yoga work, whatever it is you're doing, and the oils can help you balance, center, clear, whatever it is you need to have cleared, balanced, centered, or for that moment, then that's what you should do. Kind of like some people, you know, before they dive off the diving board or before they go to the big interview. They take a nice, big, deep breath, center themselves, whether they know that's what they're doing or not. They're taking a deep breath. Okay, let me get this together. And then they proceed forth. So they're taking care of themselves. They're doing what they need to do. And if the oils can enhance all that, because, yeah, and we didn't even get to talk about Prada. You mentioned Prada several minutes ago, and we didn't even get to talk about Prada. In terms of the eucalyptus, you were talking about the eucalyptus?
Right.
Can I go from topic to topic in a heartbeat or what? But you were talking about the eucalyptus. If you've got the little mucusy thing going on, the sinus and that kind of thing that we get seasonally or whatever, a little bit of eucalyptus in your bath or your shower, in your room before you meditate, on your chest, right around your throat chakra, helps clear all that out before you meditate. How easily does that prana flow when you're doing all that?
Very integrative.
Yes, yes. So you don't have to go out to the field and find some eucalyptus and chop it up and put it in your diffuser. You know, we've done that for you already, you know. Right. So you just go to my website, myfavoriteoil.com. If you find it, or give me a call. And there's lots of books, there's lots of material to help you figure out which one you want to use. And quite honestly, when people are saying, well, what should I use for this, what should I use for that, there's a book that has scientific information, and you can use that. Oh, I didn't know that was good for this. But the best good old-fashioned, excuse me, am I talking about that prana, old-fashioned way of figuring out what oil you want to use is you open the bottle and you smell it and you go, oh my God, I love this stuff. Where is this bad? Or you go, I don't know, I don't like that one so much. Well, then that's not the one for you. You get the one that you like.
We are now concluding into our last minutes.
How time flies.
It has gone so fast. And so as a reminder for our audience and all of our listeners, so please list down again once more your website, your contact information.
My website for my oils is myfavoriteoil.com. And I'm guaranteed everybody has a different favorite oil, but it's myfavoriteoil.com. I can be reached by phone, and my phone is 216-702-7563. Oh, I should probably give you my email, too, huh?
Oh, yes, for sure.
It's ANNW50589@AOL.com. And there's a link on my favorite oil to my email. You know, it's a really professional, nice email or website, so... Yeah, everything you need is on that website.
Thank you so very much for being a part of the show.
Thank you for having me on. Let's do this
again. We have to.
Scratch the surface, honey, of oil. Scratch the surface.
And you will now be remembered as one of the very first to be within the awe-inspiring archives of Quantum Mindfulness Radio. So how does it feel?
It feels like you and I were just chatting.
Yeah.
As we have done for hours and hours on end.
Just like in conversation, every day to day.
Yes. And about one of my favorite subjects, all you have to say is oil, and it's kind of like turning on the on switch. Where's the off button? Will she ever stop?
You never know. Oh, my gosh. And when you do talk about this passion, your passion, it's just very inspiring because you are so very knowledgeable. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you again, Anne. We have Miss Anne Wendell, registered nurse, master Reiki therapist, Krager's enthusiast and practitioner, and expert on the essential nature of essential oils. Thank you so very much, Anne, for being on the show tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.
Bless you. Thank you for having me.
Other previous broadcasts, please visit us at Quantum Mindfulness Radio's official website at www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. Again, that is www.quantummindfulnessradio.com. All previous and prior broadcasts are archived at the BBS Radio Network. Please join us every other Monday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on the BBS Radio Network. Again, I thank you once more for joining me here tonight on Quantum Mindfulness Radio.